Aloni, Malo Elelei, Salofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiatu.
Teama Pacifica Health.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good morning, everyone. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Te Ama. My name is Lutila Kalolo, and today we are very excited to bring you the insights of health and wellness in our Pacific communities. Thank you to Falepuka from Te Ama, an organization that is dedicated to serving the Tokelau community, or Tokelau's community health, really, and all of their needs. With support from the Ministry of Health, Te Ama is making a real difference to everyone, I hope in the last few months that you guys have been listening to us. We do hope that some really beautiful changes has happened to you in terms of your health, and we hope that you are all in the best of health. So stay tuned, and we're actually going to learn more about their work and the impact and how they're building a healthier future for everyone. But in saying that, let's just play another track before we get started, okay? love that song. Do you love that song, Mum? Just a little bit. Hallelujah. Okay, so today, people, now today on the Ama, we're going to be exploring the incredible impact of words of affirmation. Now, these are just, well, I should say, really, these are the simple yet powerful phrases that can lift us up, reinforce our sense of worth, and strengthen our connections with others. From expressing gratitude to sharing encouragement, words of affirmation can help us feel valued and loved. Now, join us as we uncover why these words matter and how they can bring positivity into our daily lives. Now, some of you are probably asking, what is an affirmation, or what is affirmation? An affirmation is a positive statement or a phrase that someone repeats to reinforce a belief or mindset. Now, these statements, okay, are designed to help build confidence, reduce a self-doubt, and promote a constructive mental outlook. Now, when someone uses affirmations, they're often aiming to replace negative thoughts, bad thoughts that are in your head, thoughts that you don't want to be coming across, thoughts of self-doubt, like it says. Now, and replaces it with positive ones, which can help in shaping a healthier self-image and mindset over time. Now, the term affirmation can mean different things depending on the context. Now, in general, it signifies the act of confirming or asserting something as true. In personal development and wellness, affirmations are intentional phrases aimed at uplifting, encouraging, and helping individuals focus on positive aspects of themselves or their goals. Now, for example, saying, I'm capable and I can handle challenges. Yes, you can. Believe in yourself that you can is an affirmation. That's an affirmation in itself. That reinforces self-confidence and resilience. Now, do we need words of affirmation? If so, then why? For me personally, I didn't realize I needed it when I was growing up until I got into my teens. And I needed that. Now, I was born with, for those that don't know, I was born with congenital blindness. I think I've mentioned this before. So I have two eyes that are coloured differently. One is a milky white and the other one is brown. I call myself David Bowie.
A what?
I call myself David Bowie. Because he's one of his pupils is larger than the other one, but in my case, it's one eye is milky white and the other one is brown. So that makes me different. Do I love it? Of course I do. But of course you're going to have some people that will give you an uncertain look of sometimes some people don't like it. Some people are scared of it. Children are scared of it. But one thing I love about children is that they're very upfront and honest. So in the mornings, I would sometimes look in the mirror and I would say to myself, you know what, you can do this. Go out into the world, you'll be fine. Yes, you look different, but God never got it wrong. Now, we basically need affirmations because they can help us counteract negative thoughts, build confidence, and improve our mental and emotional well-being. Now, in our daily lives, it's common to experience self-doubt, stress, or negative thinking that can hold us back from reaching our goals or feeling fulfilled. Now, affirmations, they work by helping to rewire our thought patterns, replacing doubts and fears with positive beliefs. I've come across a lot of people who don't believe that they're worth an effort. I don't like that. So I say to them, you know what? You have a purpose. Nobody else is responsible for finding that purpose but for you. Find it within yourself to have your own self-confidence. Look within yourself as to why it's important for you to feel like you are worthy. So say to yourself every day, I love myself enough to wake up in the morning and go and do what it is that is going to make me a better person. Not for anybody else, but for yourself, because that's what's most important, is how you feel about yourself. Now, affirmations can give us a mental boost by reminding us of strength and reinforcing a positive self-image. Repeating affirmations, I am beautiful, I am kind, I am worthy, I will work hard, I will be able to strive to be the best person that I can be. These positive things, rather than saying to yourself, I can't do it, I'm worthless, I'm useless, you need to cut that out. You seriously need to stop that. I've even done it with some of my family members, and some of my family members would be like, can you just be quiet for just 1 minute? As my poor mother has witnessed with my siblings as I was growing up. And I'm the youngest of 8 children with the biggest mouth and the bossiest attitude. Hey, someone has to be right. Okay, now over time, now this practice can make a meaningful impact on our mindset, encouraging us to approach challenges with more optimistic and self-assured outlook. Now, in short, affirmations serve as tools to support a healthier, a more positive mental landscape. I like that. Mental landscape. Which can benefit our relationships, productivity, I'm turning into a fob, and overall happiness. Yes, say to your children every morning that you love them. Say to your children every morning that they are worthy. Say to your children every morning that they are capable of doing whatever it is that they want, that they are kind, that they are strong. What's another one, Mum? Kupu haku mā alohi for the children.
Yeah.
That you can say to them every morning.
Listen.
Yeah. And be sure to listen, because making sure that you listen, especially to your parents, gives you a good stepping stone as you go through. Now, I'm going to give us a little break for a bit, and then I'll come back in just a minute. Very good song there. Who's that by? Draw Me Nearer by Jire. That's a gorgeous song. Your unfailing love parted the heavens. You stretch out your hand. My faith made to stand is for you and for only you. Now, what does the Bible say about affirmation? The Bible encourages the practice of affirmation in various forms, emphasizing the power of words, the importance of speaking truth, and the value of encouraging one another. Here's just some key themes, yeah? The power of words in Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death. This means our words can uplift, encourage, and bring life to others, or it can bring harm. This is why positive life-affirming speech is so valuable. Another one, affirming our identity in God. The Bible often affirms the identity of believers in Christ. For instance, Psalms 139 verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, yes, I am. He never got it wrong. This verse encourages self-affirmation based on God's creation of each person as unique and valuable. You hear that? You are unique and you are valuable in God's eyes. Encouraging one another in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13 says, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today's so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Affirming others helps build a sense of community and strengthens faith. Beautiful. Faith in God's promises. Affirmations also include reminding oneself of God's promises. In Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 13, for example, says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This kind of affirmation relies on God's power and helps believers face challenges with faith. Building each other up. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 states, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. This encourages us to use our words to support and affirm others. Another one. While the Bible does not use the word affirmation, in modern sense it encourages believers to speak with truth, remember their worth in God, and lift others up with encouragement. This aligns closely with the principles of positive affirmation. How about affirming children? Very good one. Affirmations can especially be effective for children because it helps them shape a positive self-concept from a young age. Children are naturally impressionable, and the words they hear about themselves often influence how they feel and what they believe they're capable of achieving. When they hear affirmations like, I am smart, I am kind, or I am learning anything, or I can learn anything and set my mind to, these positive statements can strengthen their self-esteem, boost their resilience, and encourages growth. The growth mindset, really. Using affirmations can help children build confidence and emotional resilience, giving them tools to face challenges and setbacks with a positive outlook. This can be incredibly valuable as they navigate through school, through friendships, and the early stages of self-discovery. It's worth having affirmations as a child because they lay the groundwork for a healthier, more confident approach to life. So the question might be, why are affirmations valuable for children and how do they influence their development? It's a good question. My affirmations are always, be bold in your stance of believing in God. God made me different to help others be comfortable in their own skin. Being half blind has never stopped me from wanting to do the best for me and my family. So I will continue to walk that journey together with my husband to make sure that our children are told that they are always loved and that they are always going to be encouraged to be the best people they can be. I believe in myself as I believe in others. I love uplifting other people because I know what it feels like to be torn down. But being torn down, that just makes it even easier for you to be able to stand back up. Okay, now we're actually coming close to the end of our program. And just a reminder for those that are hoping to get the shingle shot, make an appointment to talk to your GP if you're curious about these shots here. Remember, I think they, from what I've read, it is free for people over 65 years old. So if you're hoping to get one of those shots, please don't be afraid to do so. Now, we've come to the end, and I want to say a big thank you for those that have tuned in. I'm Lutila, and you've been listening to Te Ama. Now, stay tuned and for the Tokelau Health that is led by Sefulu Kalolo. See you next time. And remember, you are wonderful in God's eyes. God never got it wrong with you because he made you in his image. Be bold, be ready. Down, I fall.